Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. You know, in these last few months, we've been talking to a lot of guests behind Three Ice. We've had a lot of the great coaches that are going to be on as well. And one of those coaches joins us right now. And that's Grant Fuhr, one of the greatest goalkeepers of all time. Grant, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it. And was it which Johnson? Was it EJ that approached you with this idea? How did this all start for you?
Actually, it was Mr. Patrick that approached me. So I got a chance to talk to Craig a little bit about it. And I'm a big fan of offense, so I like the idea.
That's rather odd to hear a guy between the pipes says that he likes offense. But it is exciting, isn't it?
It is, and I'm that strange goalie that actually likes goals. So that's the fun part about it.
You know what? Off the top of my head, how many goals did you ever get, one or two, Grant?
No, you know what? I never scored.
Yeah, I was thinking about, I remember Mike Vernon, like the length of the ice. Did you ever take a shot?
I might have taken a shot or two, but more assists than goals. So,
no doubt. So, what do you, you know, as I said, I've interviewed some of the fellow skippers here. It's a litany of Hall of Famers. You got your work cut out for you, don't you?
I do. I mean, that's the fun part, though. I've played against them all for a bunch of years, so it's going to be fun to coach against them. Some of us have the same theories, some of us have different theories, so it's going to be exciting.
Well, I'm wondering about that theory because, you know, there's going to be a lot of ice. There's only two lines, so you think, all right, I'm going to have a guy like a blue liner, and I'll have two guys up on the wing, or I'm going to go single file, or do you know what you're going to do?
I got a pretty good idea what I'm going to do. I want a team that attacks. I think that's, if you've got control of the puck, you don't have to worry about defense, so for me, it's all about attacking.
And then I was thinking, too, like, the chance for assists, I mean, your goalkeeper, he might come out of the crease 20 feet sometimes, huh?
Oh, yeah. He's going to have to be a good puck handler. So we have training camp. That's something I'll be looking for as a goalie that's a good puck handler and also needs to be able to make the odd save and an odd man rush because there's going to be some of those too.
And that's the one thing about Three Ice that's so exciting is their catchphrase is the best part of hockey. We've kind of seen that with the recent overtimes, the last few years in the NHL. What would have been, I mean, for you, would you have liked that? To play in an era where overtime looked like that, 3-on-3?
With the team I had? Definitely. I mean, we tried to trade chances with everybody anyway, so for me, I would have loved that. We probably could have added another 60 or 70 wins.
No doubt about it. And I remember, you know, when I was in college and Edmonton ruled the world, do those years, those Gretzky years up there, does that seem like yesterday or does it seem like 30-odd years ago?
You know what? It doesn't seem like 30-odd years ago. Things have gone by fast, so that's just the fun of it all. Hey, we had so much fun, and I don't know if we realized how much fun we were actually having at that time.
At the time, I mean, you're regarded as one of the greatest players in the history of the league. Has the goal, I mean, you know, equipment can change, helmets can change, things like that, but, you know, as far as just having a stick and a blocker, is it still the same being a goalie as it was when you were a goalie?
It's still pretty similar. I mean, obviously the puck doesn't quite hurt as much anymore because you've got a little more padding, but you still got to make saves, and that's what it comes down to. So it doesn't matter how you do it as long as you can make saves.
When you were coming up, did you ever have one of those, you know, those Jim Craig, Jason Voorhees masks where you would feel the whole thing, the puck right on your face like that?
I did. I actually wore one right up until my first 6 or 7 years pro, I wore one. So,
wow.
Not a fun time to – those aren't fun to get hit in, but they look great.
I was talking to Ed Johnston when I had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, he's in his 80s, and when he played, the goalies didn't wear anything above the shoulders, and he said that's why we all wore number one, because that was all of our IQs.
Well, they all started without a mask, so that would have made it a lot tougher.
I know. It's crazy. But, you know, he was the last guy to play every minute of an entire season, and I think it was in the 50s. But I said, what about those nights where you know, you gave up five goals in the first period. Why weren't you yanked? And he said, the backup goalie, I think, was the trainer.
Yeah, well, back then they had the one goalie, and he played every night, whether you like it or not. So that was the fun part. It would have been an interesting time to play in.
Yeah, we're speaking with Grant Fuhr, by the way, one of the coaches of Three Ice. What was it like on those nights when, you know, you things were going in the five hole and you're daydreaming? I mean, we're all people. We're going to have that bad game. Did that ever kind of like fascinate you? Like, you know how good you are. It's like, why wasn't I focused? What the hell went wrong tonight?
No, I was lucky. I had a short memory. So you try not to remember those nights. The best thing you can have as a goalie is a short memory. And the shorter your memory, the better off you are.
How much did you yell at your blue line to organize, or did you leave that to the defenders themselves?
No, you leave it to them. I mean, you can give them direction as to where the puck is or where there's an open guy, but for the most part, they decide all that on their own.
So I was thinking, this isn't, you know, as we saw with the Big Three in basketball, this isn't going to be some set of old-timers league. This is going to be competitive, and, you know, all it's going to take is a little cross-check or something else, and you will be, you know, the competitive juices will be flowing. And so this is the real deal, isn't it?
It is. I mean, that's the fun part, is it's going to be ultra-competitive. So we're going to have, I think there's 150 guys coming to camp, and there's only 56 jobs. So right from training camp on, it's going to be competitive.
How are you going to suss out? Because there's going to be some players who, you know, they're going to have to be versatile, obviously. You can't have somebody who's just going to cherry pick. How are you going to suss out that whole deal about who you're going to choose? Or you can sit down with the GM and all that?
No, we're kind of coach GM the whole nine yards of our own team. So it's, you look for chemistry. I mean, guys that think the same, kind of play the same style of hockey, and guys that you think will get along in the dressing room.
What would be maybe the first day of camp? You got everybody coming in. Do you already know what you're going to say, being that this is a brand new league and we're still wondering how it's even going to go?
Yeah, you just kind of explain to everybody that everybody's got a fair chance to make a team, and show us what you got.
And then finally, what are you most looking forward to about the way this is going to be handled?
Well, I think one, it's all offense, and I love offense, so I'm going to enjoy that. I think the fans will enjoy that, and it's just going to be good to get back into the game again.
All right, that is Grant Fuhrer. Make sure to go to 3ICE, that's the number 3ICE on the internet, and of course on Twitter, it's 3ICE Hockey. Grant, congratulations on this new part of your career, and let's catch up next season when you guys start playing.
I look forward to it. Take care.
All right. Very good. Grant Fuhrer. And as I said, one of the greatest goalkeepers of anybody's generation.